anybody injured? Did you say Gabrielle Gifford was hit?
She's hit.
Okay.
She's breathing. She's breathing. She still has a pulse, and we got two people. And we got one dead.
911, where's your emergency?
This is Gifford.
Hello? Hello?
911, there was a shooting at Safeway.
Okay, what do you mean?
Ina and Oracle, where Gabrielle Gifford was. Looked like the guy had a semi-automatic pistol, and he went in, he just started firing, and then he ran.
Okay.
Wow, we should not be hearing these calls right at the top of America tonight. But you could hear the pandemonium, and if you don't know what that was related to, Tucson, Arizona, on Saturday at the Safeway, it became a massacre. 6 people dead, 12 people hit. Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, now still hanging on by a thread after being shot point-blank range in the head by a deranged maniac nutball that has people blaming radio talk show hosts and others for inciting this idiot, Jared Loughner, to violence. When it turns out that all the people around him for the past year and a half said the guy's a kook. The guy is the guy who could come into the classroom and open fire. And that's exactly what he did. Only it wasn't a classroom, and unfortunately, it was in another very public place where there are sad tales to tell as to the lives that he cut short, including a 9-year-old girl who was taken to Gifford's appearance at Safeway because she was interested in politics. Just the most precocious young girl in the wrong place at the wrong time. Her name is Christina Green. Ironically, when is she born? September 11, 2001. But the birthday has nothing to do with it. The fact that a neighbor was taking her, she was so excited, she was so interested in politics, and she's only 9 years old, and she's dead, and her parents get to bury her because of this lowlife, Jared Lee Loughner. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's the name of this show. Unfortunately, we're going to be talking a lot about this massacre because how can you not? There's so many different developments related to it, and there's a lot of accusations, a lot of finger-pointing, and even, once again, free speech on the line, and I think it's wrong to go in that direction, particularly knowing the background of Jared Lee, who, by the way, will never get out of prison. Who knows? Maybe gets the death penalty, because luckily there were a couple of people that wrestled him to the ground after he started to shoot. It's unfortunate they couldn't even get to him sooner, but who knew? Who knew he had a gun and what he was going to do? But he didn't get to off himself. He didn't get to play chicken and make the big statement and get the 15 minutes of fame. He has to answer for this mass killing. And, of course, there's reaction all over the board, from the Capitol to mainstream America and et cetera. And, of course, we're going to talk about it. Of course. I have a lot of thoughts on it, and you can jump into as well on this show. I'm going to throw out the numbers in the beginning and throughout the show, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also, if you want to hit us up on the email, americatonight.net. I got a whole bunch of emails over the weekend. This horrible shooting happened in Tucson over the weekend on Saturday. So most of what the Sunday shows were about, you know, the talking heads, the political pundits, a lot of it had to do with the security of Congress people, you know, what happened. What was this guy's politics? He's 22 years old. Why did this happen, that whole thing? And the why is always the question. Why? Why did he do this? Why did that happen? And he had written things all over MySpace, and there were other things that were written on Twitter and scribbled on envelopes in his house. But a former teacher flat out said he is mentally disturbed, and we knew that. We knew he was mentally disturbed a long time before this happened. So the suspect in what happened at that Safeway was kicked out of an algebra class at a community college back in June because he would just blurt out and interrupt the class. And finally, the instructor decided, this guy, it's not funny, he's not joking, it's scary, he needs psychological help. So he was physically removed from the Pima Community College course that he was taking less than a month after it started because he would just say crazy things. And they thought he was drugged out. That's probably what it was combined with whatever, but they knew something was wrong. So now Loeffner is accused of opening fire at this Tucson supermarket where Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was hosting her first of the year anyway, meet and greet sessions, right? And this is a woman who's a three-time congresswoman married to an astronaut who flies on a couple of the shuttle missions and who her entire life was about giving back to people. In fact, she's a moderate Democrat, too, from Arizona. The governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, knew her well. Jan Brewer, Republican. When she heard, she just burst out into tears. I know somebody that texted me over the weekend and said, you wouldn't believe it, the governor... I mean, you'd believe the governor was upset, but she couldn't believe it. She was so shook up by what happened. I mean, just burst into tears over what happened to Gabby. So six people, as I mentioned at the top, were killed. And actually now the total's up a little bit higher. 14 wounded in the shooting. I mentioned the 9-year-old girl. A judge was killed. A federal judge was there because he was friendly with the congresswoman, so he was there. And it's all unraveling as the FBI, Robert Mueller, went down there, and they're all on scene, not just the FBI, but other law enforcement, to try to figure this out and figure it out fast, because they're trying to piece together what possibly could have motivated Loeffner with what he did. And as I said, it's a 9mm pistol that he used. Bought at a gun store back in November, so it opens up the gun argument, which, let me say at the top, as I said, that she was a moderate Democrat, was a gun owner, and agreed in the protections afforded by the Second Amendment. But just to tell you how he got it in November. He tried to buy ammunition at a Walmart, apparently. He was turned down. He was turned down for ammunition. Why? Because he was erratic and nutty when he went to buy ammunition. So they didn't want to sell it to him. Then he came back, got a different person, must have calmed himself down and did get the ammunition. As for his background, he tried to enlist in the Army a couple of years ago, and the Army won't say why they rejected him, but they rejected him. Somebody under the wire, or off the record, said that he failed a drug test. And there are a slew of postings all over YouTube and MySpace. And he apparently was railing against government mind control and being surrounded by people he thought were illiterate and all that kind of stuff. And ultimately, it led to this. All of his behavior led to this, as it is probably one of the saddest things I've heard in a very, very long time. So this hour, we'll continue to talk about that. But next, we're going to take a break from it and go to For Your Health. You know the resolution about losing weight? We're going to help you next on America Tonight.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
America tonight at the tail end of this hour. Did anybody nail the score? The Eagles beaten by the Green Bay Packers, although they had a real chance to win this one. But you care about the score, so we're going to get to that. Also, what happened over the rest of the weekend in football. I spent the weekend watching football. And actually, because it was snowing in Dallas, Texas, you know, I got that crazy golden retriever. And, of course, we got to get in our daily exercise. So I was hitting it in the snow, walking the dog, making sure that both of us got some exercise and didn't go crazy just sitting there on the couch watching all the games. So in between, I was able to do that. Some of you have a New Year's resolution of getting in shape, losing weight, and you're looking for an edge. You're looking for something different, maybe. And there's a million different ways you can do this. Well, this is a good one. Peter Moore, the editor of Men's Health magazine, joins us, and he's got maybe the solution a lot of you are looking for. His book is called The Lean Belly Prescription. Pete, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight with us.
Yeah, sure thing. I hope you weren't sitting on the couch doing mindless eating while you were watching all that football, were you?
No, okay, that's the thing.
I didn't do that. In a minute.
That's the thing I didn't do. That the thing I did was some of the stuff that you're suggesting. It's all about food choices, and that's where most of us go wrong, because either we have the thing that I usually have where I don't eat, and then, of course, you're starving, and then it's a disaster, or you just don't pull things out ahead of time. And if you would pull things out, which I guess is related to what I do, if you pull things out ahead of time, then you're probably better off that you might not reach for that burger and fries just because you just are going for something fast. That's why they call it fast food. Do you think that's the problem a lot of people have, not planning?
Oh, absolutely. And if you don't plan and time gets away from you, that's when you're making panicky, desperate choices for what you're going to eat. And that's when the lure of the drive-thru is just too strong for you at that point. If you're already starved, your mind and your belly are both screaming out, feed me right now, and that's when you make the worst choices, as opposed to if you're able to keep your belly full all day long with foods that you love, it's not that hard to resist the burger-shaped fries problem.
Yeah, how important is the water? Everybody always pushes the water. It's pretty important, isn't it?
Well, the interesting thing about brain structure, you didn't know we'd get into this while we were talking about it, but there's a part of your brain called the hypothalamus, which is actually the control center for hunger and thirst. And your brain can tell whether you're thirsty or hungry. So a lot of the time, when you think you're hungry and you know you're going to go pull out that box of chocolate chip cookies, if you just pour yourself a glass of water and drink it instead, your hypothalamus could say, "Oh, you know what? That's what it was. I was just thirsty. No need to eat. We can wait until lunch."
Yeah, so there you go. So do the trick. Do the thing with the brain. And plus, really, we don't have a lot of excuses with water anymore. It's so easy. You can just load it up from your own refrigerator, you know, with the water filter, whatever, and the gazillion carrying cases they have that you can recycle or whatever. I mean, we don't really have an excuse on the water thing. That used to be what it was, Pete. You know, people would say, well, you know, I don't really like the taste of water. Well, guess what? You have Crystal Light. It's like one calorie or something. You can put it in there. There are alternatives. There's flavored water that's not sugary water, but things that are dietetic that you can put in it to make it taste better, I guess. Would you suggest that if people complain about the water deal?
Well, yeah, you know what, and I completely understand the whole I don't like the taste of water thing. But, for instance, one of the things that we always keep in my house is sparkling water flavored seltzers. You know, if you can develop a taste for lemon-lime seltzer, zero calories, it actually does taste great, very refreshing. It's got the bubbles going so you won't miss it if you're addicted to soda right now. You just need to swap that out in part because we're all drinking about 450 calories a day in sweetened beverages right now. If you were able to just swap those sweet beverages for water, sparkling water, iced tea, unsweetened iced tea, that is, you could lose a pound a week just by swapping out the sweetened beverages for water.
Ooh, that sounds good. What about some other things about people always talk about, and I'm sure you do too, in your book, how important it is to add fiber. Why do we have to have so much of this bloody fiber in our diets?
Well, what it does, interestingly, is it slows down the rate at which your body absorbs the nutrients in your food. If you're eating food and just, like, pounding it down, you're going to eat a lot more calories than you will if you eat slowly. Fiber is one of those things, and that doesn't mean it has to taste bad, but if you have more fiber in your foods, it's going to slow down the rate at which you absorb the nutrients in your food, which means it's going to slow down the rate at which you eat, meaning you'll take in fewer calories. So, and there are like all sorts of great foods that that have a lot of fiber in them. Nuts, I heard you mention Dallas, you know, a lot of South American, Mexican cooking, you know, is based on beans. That's the best fiber that you can add to your diet, and there are all sorts of good ways to build it into your diet every day. But even just eating whole fruit with the skin on it is a great way to get more fiber into your diet and a great way to take in fewer calories while having a full belly.
How about oatmeal? Is oatmeal good for us? Because I like oatmeal.
Ah, oatmeal is awesome. And the best kind, of course, is the steel-cut oats. You've probably heard that term before. That's not the fast-cooking stuff. It's slow-cooking. But even the fast-cooked Quaker oats, you know, get the kind that is unsweetened. Throw some berries in there, frozen berries. They're in every grocery store in the freezer case. You add berries, nuts to oatmeal. You have the perfect breakfast because you're going to be having a ton of fiber. Pour some milk on there. You'll get some protein. You'll stay full for the whole morning, and you're not going to be succumbing to those, you know, that mid-morning rage to attack the donut tray if you start out with oatmeal. It's a great way to go.
Yeah. How about protein? I like protein, and protein is good, and you can spread out protein, right? Like I'm thinking chicken. Maybe not too so much the red meat, some red meat. I mean, you tell me. Some red meat's good, but not a ton of it, right?
Well, there was just a study that came out last week that showed that it's the unprocessed meat. So we're just talking about a nice steak, hamburger, chicken breast, fish, anything that hasn't been through the processing, like pepperoni or salami or processed luncheon meats. Those are the ones where you start getting into a lot of sodium and in other chemicals that are used to process the meat. Go for regular meat and unprocessed, kind that you buy at the butcher counter. That's great. But the most important one that I would say to you is the protein that you eat at breakfast. So ham and eggs are that's the classic breakfast. both of those carry a great protein payload. And there's a study out of Purdue University that showed that people who eat more protein at breakfast eat less calories all day long. So if you're going to load up on protein at any time, do it first thing in the morning.
Oh, good tip. You have another tip, too, and I think you talk about this in your book. Some of the things that you can do when you eat your food, instead of inhaling it, that you can actually, why don't you just take smaller bites and take your time and enjoy it? It seems so simple, but I timed myself knowing that I was going to have this conversation with you. Oh, Pete, I'm a fast eater. I didn't realize it. That's not good.
Yeah, well, you know, my wife accuses me of that all the time, too, and the trick here is if you do take smaller bites, chew longer, you're going to enjoy your food more. You're actually going to taste it rather than inhaling it. And the physiologists have timed this whole process, and it takes about 20 minutes for the news to go from your stomach to your brain to say, you know what, I've had enough to eat, you can stop eating now, so that you can see that if you eat in less than 20 minutes, if you're inhaling your food, you're going to blow right through that stop sign because your brain is never going to get the message that you've had enough to eat. And that's when you really start packing your belly full of calories that you don't need. So if we could all just slow down at dinner, you know what? Have a conversation with the people you're having dinner with. Slow it down. Go fork by fork. Take smaller bites. Chew them longer. All those things are going to facilitate the news getting from belly to brain. You've had enough. You can slow down. You can stop.
Yeah, some good advice. Pete Moore, editor of Men's Health Magazine, of course, the author of the book we're talking about, The Lean Belly Prescription. You can pick it up in all the bookstores and Amazon, correct?
You got it.
All right, Pete, thanks. You have a good new year.
Okay, thanks to you and your listeners, too.
All right, thank you. Hey, by the way, you can hit us up on americatonight.net if you want to vent about anything or you want to ask about Pete's book or whatever. Tell us how complicated it is and how hard it is to eat slowly. You know, you should time yourself and see how fast you eat. Think of this. It's like when you're with your buddies and you get a giant pizza and the pizza comes in the door. How long does it take for that pie to disappear? I'm thinking 10 minutes is a long time. Does it sometimes last for a half an hour? Hey, also, you can catch us on Twitter and Facebook. You can do that by going to the website americatonight.net.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
That there are some heavy hearts in Tucson this evening and this morning in the wee hours, as they're still getting over the shock of what happened at the Safeway over the weekend in their city. Hundreds of people, in fact, got together for a vigil at the Capitol after the Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was gunned down, and six other people were killed, and all those other people, 14 other people, were wounded, including, as I said, this 9-year-old girl who has interesting ties to the world of sports. Christina Green, her name was, and she just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time because she wanted to meet the congresswoman. She cared about politics. She liked her history classes and liked the political things that they were talking about, apparently, in class. So she was excited just to go there and hear her speak. So she goes to the event, and unfortunately, she was one of the people that was shot at the grocery store when she went to see the congresswoman, and she wasn't alone. Arizona's chief federal judge, there was also an aide to Giffords as well that was gunned down, cut down, life cut short. So the 9-year-old girl that we're talking about, though, Christina Green also happened to be the granddaughter of former major league manager and executive, and of course, at one time in his life, pitcher Dallas Green. He managed the Phillies when they won the World Series back in 1980, and he's currently still involved with the Phillies in an executive-ish type capacity because they really liked Green and then brought him back and whatever. But you can only imagine what they're thinking. And there's been so much reaction to this, but the thing that the one reaction that is just appalling to me is linking what happened in this shooting, trying to link it to the Tea Party, trying to link it to the vitriol is what they were calling it that's out there that's being spewed about. I'm going to call foul on that because, first of all, you can never spring someone to that action, I believe. The guy was off his rocker to begin with. Well before he might have heard whatever he heard. And he didn't point to any radio shows or any Tea Party meetings. In fact, he had, if you want to give him an ideology, he had leftist views according to some of his writings. But regardless, who gives a crap? It's about the fact that he's a monster, that he cut down these people, that he shot this congresswoman in cold blood, just went right up to her point blank, and then all those other innocent people. Are you kidding me? Thank God, some people in the crowd had the presence of mind to wrestle this creep to the ground so he couldn't wiggle away, so he couldn't get out of it. Here's what I like. I like the fact that there's been some immediate reaction to this at the Capitol, which, of course, there's going to be, and you knew there would be. So the Democrats and the Republicans in the House did a huge conference call to talk about her condition, one, because they're stunned and shocked and can't believe it and whatever, and also security for all the members of Congress. So, because who knows? When you think about it, how many lawmakers do you have, their spouses connected to them, their aides, all of that, and then you start to add it up, and it's a pretty big group of people. So you don't want to see something like this happen again. It's been a long time since we had a congressperson cut down this way, and she's in critical condition. So far, she's surviving barely, though. And one thing they did say, and I thought this was good, because a lot of the commentary, mostly, and especially from the left, was blaming the Tea Party and Sarah Palin and whoever, Glenn Beck, whatever, because of what the rhetoric has been, saying that they were creating a climate of hate. And it was, that's what's led to this. And like I said, I'm going to call foul on that. I don't believe that whatsoever. This guy was nuts. He was kook. He was off his rocker way before anything else. Listen, she had problems. As I said, she's a moderate Democrat. She's a gun toter. She believes in the Second Amendment. And it sounds to me, although I don't know Giffords, only little bits and pieces that I've gotten from other people, in fact, who have covered her in Arizona, and also what I've read. And from what I gather, she was also a person who could split with the party. So if she didn't believe in something, you know, she went her own way. Kind of like Scott Brown on the Republican side of things. But regardless, I think the Jared Lee Loeffner cat, the guy who was psychologically barren, who was responsible for the weekend massacre, I think that's where you really, honestly, I think that's where you have to take this and just strictly look at that as what his, not so much the motivations, because he was already ill. He was mentally unstable. He got a gun. He decided to get his 15 minutes. I think that's what it was about, that he was going to just screw it. He was going to make a statement. He was going to do something. And for some reason, that was the event. I mean, that was the event. Now, one thing they have found out about Loeffner is that he, before this meet and greet where he opened fire, he there was a letter. Investigators found a letter from the congresswoman in a safe at the house where he lived with his parents, thanking him for attending an event back in 2007. They also found in that safe an envelope with handwriting on the envelope stating, "I planned ahead," and then, you know, "my assassination," and then the name Giffords, and then his signature alongside of it. What a crazy nut if he was harboring this for her. So we know this. He's charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder counts, attempting to kill a member of Congress, counts that involve the shootings of federal employees, because that's part of it, too. And now the FBI is saying, FBI Director Robert Mueller is saying that the 9mm pistol used in the shootings was picked up, I've already said this in the show, at a gun store in November. So we know that this is going to become part of the saga, part of the argument, part of the conversation, part of the water cooler buzz about gun control, about gun laws, all that sort of stuff. What we know of this guy is that he got thrown out of a class because he was so out of control back in June. He had so many outbursts, he would just be screaming things out. And so finally he was let go from the class. Physically, he was removed. To me, there is no doubt he was mentally disturbed and he was incredibly isolated. You can tell, you can see this. It doesn't take an investigator to look at the series of events in his life, the run-ins with the campus police that were reported, the YouTube video that he had where he accused the college of operating unconstitutionally. He quit school after he was suspended, and returning was not an option for him unless he had a doctor's note saying he wouldn't. See, this tells you right here. This is the blueprint. He had to have a note if he was going to go back to school saying that his presence wouldn't be a danger to himself or to others. So they responded to obviously what was an out of control situation. But now he's immediately shut up and he's invoked his right to self-incrimination. He's not talking with the investigators. He's not talking to anyone about any of this. He's supposed to make an initial appearance, of course, in a courtroom in Phoenix on Monday. Can you imagine the mayhem that's going to break out there? And here he sits after now what's happened. The shootings killed a U.S. district judge, a guy named John Roll, the presiding federal judge for Arizona, and the Giffords' aide, Gabe Zuckerman. So here's all of these people who had nothing to do, who were there to support the congresswoman. They were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And then there were others, too, that were killed. I mentioned the young girl, and I think that's the one that a lot of people are just cannot believe what happened. But shame on anyone who uses this, who uses what happened here to point fingers at anybody who's saying anything about standing up for their rights or not agreeing with health care or not agreeing with things that have happened in the administration, because not that I'm the great defender of Sarah Palin, and I don't know everything that Sarah Palin has said when she's been out on the rubber chicken circuit for $3 gazillion at every place that she goes, but I guarantee if I went through the transcripts, I would never see some place where she said, "We need to take our guns and go and shoot people we don't agree with." So shame on anyone who opens it up for that. That is dead wrong. And that invites the wrong kind of conversation. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents. What do you think? And what do you think happens to him? I'll tell you, death penalty is what it should be. 800-259-5791. Or hit us up at americatonight.net.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LASIG. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand, child. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with summer.
All right, I said that we would let you know if anybody nailed the score. Wow, so close. Jose in Kentucky said the Packers would win it 21-17. 21-17. And, of course, the final score was the Packers 21-18. I'm just double-checking all the people who called in. But... from earlier, I know this. Jose was the closest. He didn't exactly nail it, though. You got to nail it on the head. That's why it's called Nail the Score. So, yes, Green Bay won, but nobody nailed the score. Wow. And the Eagles had a chance to win it with really less than a minute to go on the clock. And unfortunately, Michael Vick throws an interception. It was not to be for Philadelphia. There were a lot of exciting games. The worst game of all four on Wild Card Weekend was the Ravens in Kansas City. It was boring. It was a blowout. It was all Ravens all the time. But the others were a lot closer. The Jets narrowly get by with a field goal, a 50-yarder, crazy off of Nick Folk's foot. So that was an amazing feat. As I said, the Ravens sailed to victory. The Jets are in, the Eagles are not in, Green Bay is in, unfortunately. Ugh! Oh, that was a killer, just a killer for me. But at least they had a shot at it. Michael Vick's amazing season coming to an end. And Aaron Rodgers, got to give Aaron Rodgers credit. I mean, you know, they beat him. They beat him in a hostile crowd in Philly because the crowd was pretty loud. Although the loudest crowd over the weekend and the craziest win, I haven't even mentioned it, I was watching this game and I was stunned at the end. What happened is, how about Seattle? Seattle with the win, with a huge, huge, to say the least, win over the defending Super Bowl champs. Who would have thunk it? A 7-9 team. How are they there in the first place? Because the NFC West is so crappy. They're in and they win, and that crowd was the loudest of the entire weekend. That crowd was crazy loud. They went nuts over the Seahawks. So the Seahawks move on. But we'll talk more about that in another hour here on America Tonight. But I just wanted everybody to get the skinny that nobody had nailed the score. Sam in Montreal, you have the floor. Hello, Sam.
How you doing?
I'm good. How was your weekend? Was it good?
It was lovely.
Great. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, unfortunately, the shooting in Arizona, there was a baseball connection to it. The girl who unfortunately was killed.
Dallas Green, I said that. Grandfather won the World Series as the manager with the Philadelphia Phillies in 1980.
Right.
And he's an executive still with the team. And her father is a scout for the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, so if it doesn't...
Terrible.
If it doesn't rain, it pours. And, like, from what I'm hearing, it seems like, I thought maybe with all the respect, the southern states would have lax gun laws. It seems to be Arizona from, you know, obviously I don't know all 50 states, seems to be Arizona has, it almost sounds like I could walk in, show them a driver's license, and get a gun. At least
yeah, well, see, that's going to be what the conversation's about, is about the gun laws. And, you know, I've said this before, because I'm a Second Amendment person, whether I choose to carry a gun or not, I hate to have that right taken away.
Right.
But then this opens up that wound for everybody.
Right.
And the bottom line is there has to be, you know what, there has to be checks. This goes back to the shooting in Virginia on the campus and somebody mentally unstable. So here we go again.
Right.
Somebody mentally out of his mind, not stable. Already thrown off a college campus, scaring the crap out of people in the classroom. And then, sure enough, what happens? He shows up at the supermarket, and who knows, she's in critical condition. He goes after a congresswoman, kills all those other innocent people. And so it does open up the debate for, is it stricter gun laws? Is it stricter waiting periods? Is it, what is it? And you could take all the states... And, Sam, as you said it, the gun laws are different in, you know, every place has a different kind of gun law, like concealed and carry or not able to conceal and carry or when you can get the gun. So you're right.
Right. And okay, now, still political, but in a far-off country.
Israel.
Of course. What Bibi is doing is that he's tearing down a hotel in East Jerusalem and putting up a new settlement. And, of course, that's causing, you know, a riffraff with the Palestinians. You know, they said, you want a deal, you stop doing this. Some of Steve's friends who are married now and starting families are saying, heck with this. They've already put down payments on buildings that haven't been built yet. That's how confident they are. And I'm thinking, folks, until one brick is laid down, wait, you know? So, and, you know, and... I was talking, and Steve, and I said, Steve, how do you feel about this? He goes, Uncle Sammy, like you said once, if World War III starts, it'll start here. But I said, yeah, I don't think it'll be the Palestinians and Israelis. He said, yeah, Ahmadinejad, but like you said, that's another story. But I said, look, Steve, I mean, obviously, I'm very close with them because I don't have any children of my own, at least none that I know of. And I was saying, Steve, look, BB says he wants to make peace, but at the same time, he's building these settlements. What's he trying to say? He goes, Uncle, if I knew the answer, I'd be prime minister. And that was just like, I didn't know what to say about that.
Yeah. Well, what you said about until a brick is laid, you know, there's the answer to the riddle. And
right.
It is a very, there is an incredibly tense situation.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Israel is a small country, but Netanyahu has to stand his ground. He has to stand his ground because how can he not at this point?
If Steve was there with you right now, you know what he'd do? He'd kiss you for that.
Well, he has to stand his ground, whether everybody wants to say whatever he's doing, empire building or no, that's not fair, and were they there first and arguing about thousands of years ago. At this point, there's no way. He has to do that.
Okay. You know, do you remember an Israeli politician named Moshe Dayan, the one with the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
His daughter is so left-wing. This is how left-wing she is. She would say, if I was prime minister, if it meant all the Jews leaving Israel, if it meant land for the Palestinians, if that meant peace, I would do it. She wouldn't last 5 minutes as prime minister because, someone shot Yitzhak Rabin.
Right.
Stand in line and shoot Moshe Dayan's daughter. You know?
Boy, no kidding, huh?
Yeah. What was Obama's reaction to the... one question, is there a death penalty in Arizona?
There is.
So this guy could face the death penalty.
He could. Yeah, but the crime will be interesting because it's going to be a federal deal with, I would think, because of the congresswoman and he killed a federal judge. So I think the answer is yes, that's a possibility.
Yeah, but like you said, since there's technically federal people involved, does that mean...
Yeah, sorting it out. I don't know.
Obviously, I don't know American laws, but do you think is the death penalty on the table? If you know what I mean.
I think it is on the table. I think it would be on the table.
Okay.
But we'll see how. Like I said, we'll see how they sort it out because of, as I described, the charges: charged with one count of attempted assassination of a member of Congress, two counts of killing an employee of the federal government, two counts of attempting to kill a federal employee. So, so they have to sort it out and figure it out from there. Sam, we got to let you fly. We're up against it.
Okay, take care.
All right, and I think he was going to ask me about Obama and his reaction. Of course, he couldn't believe it and is calling for a moment of silence in Congress. And the conversation is about the security of Congress folks. And when they go to all these places, it's just like the president himself when you're out there shaking hands and talking to people. You know, how guarded can you be? She was out among her constituents, or so she thought that it was a fine. It wasn't a problem. There were people around her, but apparently not enough and not the right people scouring out looking for something like this to happen. By the way, the news is that she is after surgery, she is alert and speaking, so that's very, very good news. That's the very latest. This just came down. She's alert and she is speaking, so cross your fingers. It looks like the congresswoman may survive this horrific attack.